Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 Crown Talk listeners. Crown Talk with Burgundy Season 2 is a radio talk show that places emphasis on the art of pageantry. We will explore the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beauty of this impeccable sport. Every 2 weeks, we will interview pageant coaches, title holders, directors, sponsors, family members, community service leaders, and discuss how we can empower others to strive for excellence in achieving goals. Lastly, but not least, we will have tips, advice, and ways that ongoing assessment is always taking place in order to exemplify excellence for the individual self and as a collaborative team. So sit back, kick off your shoes, relax, and shake it off while enjoying the show. Hey, 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 it's Crown Talk time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Tonight on Crown Talk, I will be interviewing the talented 13-year-old Asia Hickman. Before we jump into introducing our lovely guest speaker of the night, the Crown Talk family and I would like to take the time to wish all the fathers a special happy belated Father's Day. We hope all the dads in the world had a spectacular day. Crown Talk fans, it's your time for you to sign up for one of our contests this summer. We are offering 1 Summer Fun Contest, which is going on right now. The deadline, it has been changed to June 26th. Our Mass Media Contest, the contest will start on June 21st, which is tomorrow. And 3 Volunteer Contest, this contest will start on June 23rd. Remember, you can purchase your Crown Talk with Burgundy magazine at www.crowntalkwithbyrgu.wix.com/crowntalk under Buy Magazine. Now, listeners, fans, and readers, Crown Talk is going green. All of our magazines will be on sale via digital. However, if you want to purchase a hard copy, you may. Rising Athlete USA, maximize and reach your potential. This evening, I have the amazing pianist that won at the Apollo Theater Child Star, holds a prestigious title, and has her own nonprofit organization called Asia Hickman Music. To learn more about Asia, please visit her website, www.asiahickmanmusic.org, or visit www.blogtalkradio.com/crowntalkwithburgundy. Good evening, Asia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about what title you're holding.
Well, currently I am the International Junior Miss International Talent Winner, and I'm also Miss West Point.
Oh, and I know you've had a wonderful time being the national title holder for holding talent portion and being Miss West Point. How has that been for you?
Oh, it's been like a dream come true. It has really been fun.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. So we have a few questions from our emailers. So the first question is from Gainesville, Florida. They've said, I am going to be at Nationals in less than 2 weeks, and I have to compete in fun fashion, evening wear, interview, and optional talent. What advice do you have for me as a preteen? By the way, I think it's cool we are the same age.
Oh, that is cool. I would say just to be yourself and have fun. I think the judges really want you to just be natural and confident and really look like you're enjoying yourself and enjoy being on stage. You don't really want to look like, you know, you're forced to be there. So just try to just enjoy it and take in all of the fun things that will happen during the pageant and try to meet as many people as you can while you're there.
Oh, yes, you do want to definitely meet a lot of girls that are there. Also, you want to be comfortable in what you're wearing, because I feel if you feel comfortable with what you're wearing, they're going to feel comfortable being on stage and just having your beautiful smile and your beautiful spirit shine on stage. So once the judges see that, then I think you're going to do really good on stage. But it's definitely stage presence, and that goes and follows you into interview process. So think about that and what Asia has said as well. So, Asia, could you explain to our audience what Asia Hickman Music Nonprofit Organization is all about?
Well, I started this organization when I was 11 years old. It provides free music lessons to underprivileged kids that can't really afford music lessons. Right now, I'm working in the 5 different boroughs of New York City, but I'm hoping one day with more volunteers, I can start to spread that throughout the United States and hopefully even into other countries one day. So, you know, I just think it's sad that some kids don't have the opportunity to learn music the way that I have. And so I just wanted to kind of share that with the people that are in our communities.
Well, I think it's impeccable that you have started the Asia Hickman Music Nonprofit Organization at an early age, and you're still young, so as the years go, that will grow, and I know once you put your mind to it, it's going to be set. You're going to have a strategic strategy. It's going to shoot further to the stars, and it will. I'm by the time I'm 30, I should be able to see it all around the country, and I really look forward to seeing what all you've done with it.
Oh, thank you. I hope so.
You're welcome. Well, we're going to take a sponsorship break, and I would like to pause for a minute and give an impeccable thank you to McCormick Bell University. Receive your honorary degree today. To learn more about this prestigious university, visit www.mcformalsbaleunive.wix.com/mcu-edu. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we are still live with Asia, so you may call into the show at 917-889-8863. Or if you're a little shy, we are still taking emails, and you can email your question to Crown Talk with Burgundy, and that's BYRGUNDY@gmail.com. So while we're on a little break, I know that we have sports fanatics out there that's in the pageant world. I would like to congratulate the Cleveland Cavaliers on a successful win over the Golden State Warriors. As they say, the 52-year drought has come to an end. Determination, hard work, and teamwork really did play a big part in their success in winning the championship last night. So see, ladies and gentlemen, if you set your mind to success, sticking with a strategic strategy and being a team player, for example, with your pageant coach, your parents, your hair and makeup artist, etc., you can go so far with whatever title you want, whatever national title or state, or even if that's a preliminary title. Stick with the plan and keep shooting for the stars. And believe in God, you've got it. So, Miss Asia, we have many questions to get to. So our next question does come from our emails from Chattanooga, Tennessee. What memory will you take with you as the year comes to an end?
Well, I've met some really, really great people during the past year. Some of them have really become like sisters to me. When I competed in the Apollo, at the Apollo, my sister queens were there cheering me on, so that would probably be something that I will never forget.
Oh, I know. That just felt so warm, and so warm to you just to see all that support there cheering you on. And I know on Facebook there was everyone cheering you on, just seeing you there.
Yes.
And being able to show your talent.
Yes, it was awesome.
Well, we recently just have been taking a poll on which competition do you like. So we want you to break the tie, since there is a tie right now, on which competition do you like the best and why. It's preliminary, evening wear, or interview. So which one do you like the best?
I would say interview, because the judges really get to know, like, who I am as a person. And it's just not about the beautiful dress and the hair. And I get to tell them what makes me happy and what I believe is important. So I would go with interview.
I like interview, too. I think with interview, you get to get a little more personal, because on stage, of course, you know, they get to see how pretty you are. But when you're in interview, they get to actually see what the beauty is on the inside. And I think that's awesome that you picked that one. So everyone, you heard that. That breaks up. That actually, that competition has been over now, and the interview wins. So I'd like to give another sponsorship break, and let's give a shout-out to our sponsor, Studio In Vogue and Transformation by John Paul. Thank you for your impeccable collaboration for our cover girls. So, Asia, back to you and all the accolades that you have. You have EDU piano competition in South Korea. You're the double winner overall in age division in 2012, friendship music competition, first place 2013 in South Korea, piano competition again in South Korea in 2013, friendship music competition, first place in South Korea, national piano competitions, twice, first place and second place in South Korea in February 2014 and in May of 2014, National American Miss, second overall national talent winner, and that's just the name of few, everyone. What is the passion behind you playing the piano?
Well, piano for me is like a form of expression. Like when I play, I'm in like a whole different world. I can just block everything out in the world and just play and focus on the music. Like my mom gets mad sometimes because she'll have to call my name like 3 or 4 times before I even answer when I'm playing because I'm just so focused.
Oh, that's hilarious. And you were the talent winner last year at International Junior Miss. So what are you most looking forward to at International Junior Miss pageant this year? Are you going to be playing again?
I will be playing again. I'd probably say the most important thing that I'm looking forward to is just linking up with some of my sister queens. A lot of them live, you know, far away, and I haven't been able to see them. And so I really am looking forward to seeing them again. But I have been working on some new songs, so I will be playing again for the pageant. And so I am looking forward to that as well.
Sounds fun. And I know that that sisterhood is very important in the pageant industry because those ladies you will always have for the rest of your life when you go to different pageants. You'll be able to see each other, maybe go on a cruise with each other, just get to have fun. So sisterhood is definitely important, and I know you're definitely looking forward to seeing all the girls that you haven't been able to see in a while.
Yes, I am.
Well, we have another question for you from the Golden State of California. What is your main platform, and how do you share awareness?
My main platform has always been just raising awareness for homeless veterans. My mom and dad, well, my dad is a veteran. My mom is still in the military. And I think it's sad knowing that we have people who have served our country and risked their lives for us, but they, you know, don't all have a place to live, or sometimes they don't have anything to eat. And so I share awareness just every opportunity that I get, you know, if it's on my Facebook page or on my website, you know, asiahickmanmusic.org, or sometimes it's just word of mouth. I go to certain events that are for to help raise funds for homeless veterans. And so just every opportunity I get, I try to make people see the importance of, you know, raising, you know, helping homeless veterans.
Well, I think that's a wonderful platform that you are sharing and promoting and bringing awareness to, because you don't hear that every day. And so for you at a young age to be able to share that platform with everybody and learn more, I think it's wonderful. And everyone, you know, you can get out there and you can find a platform that you don't always see every day. For example, we always see, you know, the breast cancer or Relay for Life, just different things like that and platforms. And being able to find awareness somewhere else is really good, because there's a lot of issues and things out there that's going on in the world, in our society today, and we need to be able to bring awareness about it. And through pageantry, that's one way that we can. And they'll focus and they'll listen to us and hear our words and hear our voices. So that's really good, Asia, that you're bringing awareness.
Yeah, I think it's
our
neat, too. I think the Miss USA is I think she has, like, either the same or a similar platform as well. And she's also an Army officer, so it's really neat.
Yes, it is. It's very neat to have Miss USA be an active duty member of the USA Army. And I think it's wonderful that she is Miss USA and she's able to balance both of those jobs. And they're amazing jobs, both of them. So I thought that was wonderful. Once she won, I was like, yes, we have a USA Army person in there. So I think it was pretty cool. How did you feel about her winning? Did you have her voted as one of your girls?
Yeah, she was really awesome. You know, I think, you know, she's military, so, you know, obviously my family is like you know, rooting her on.
Emails have been blown up, Asia, and we have another question from Gaffney, South Carolina. They've asked, you have traveled all over the world. What has been your favorite state, country, or city, and why?
I would say Korea. I really love their food, and if you've, like, never had the chance to eat it, you should really try it. It's really awesome. I also love, like, learning their culture and their fashion. Like, I really like to shop with my mom, and so Korea has some really awesome cheap shopping, so I love shopping in Korea. So I would choose probably Korea over any other place that I've visited.
Would you ever live there?
I think I would. I really loved Korea. I would go back.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take another sponsorship break and thank our official consultant of Crown Talk with Burgundy, Mama Talk Informative Post. So thank you for all your sponsorship. Our last question from our email, end of the night, from Portland, Maine. What do you like to do on your spare time?
On my spare time, I like to draw. I can, like, literally sit for hours in my room and draw just different dresses and outfits that hopefully I can get made for myself one day. I like to shop around New York City. I love being, you know, near the city and being able to go to all the different places. I volunteer a lot at, like, homeless shelters, and then there's a lot of activities on post at the military academy that I volunteer for, and then I work out a lot with my mom and dad.
So before we go, I know we asked you someone asked you what you're most looking forward to or what your favorite memory is going to be before the end of the year, but what has been your favorite memory as far as all your accolades that you have listed? What has been the most memorable one?
Well, the most memorable one is not actually one that we've discussed just yet. I recently, a few months ago, I won the American Protégé Piano competition, and I was invited to play at Carnegie Hall. So I'll actually be playing at Carnegie Hall on July 3rd. So that would probably be, like, the coolest thing that's, you know, happened so far.
That's an honor, and that is so cool that you get to perform at Carnegie Hall. That's a dream right there.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I'm really excited about it.
Well, thank you so much, Asia, for participating on the show, and I really did enjoy speaking with you and learning all about who Asia is.
Well, thank you so much for having me on here. This was pretty cool.
Well, we really enjoyed you, and everyone, you know, you can always visit AsiaHickmanMusic.org to learn more about Asia. And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Remember, you can check out our website, as I've said before, at blogtalkradio.com/CrownTalkWithBurgundy, or you can visit Asia's website, www.AsiaHickmanMusic.org, and Hickman is HICKMAN. Well, Crown Talk listeners, we have come to the end of our show. I would like to thank our International Junior Miss West Point preteen, Asia Hickman, again for participating on the show. We hope our listeners and fans join Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show, Kiddos Edition, every other Tuesday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember to visit our social media sites to see all the opportunities we offer and breaking news that is happening in our pageant marketplace. You can visit our Facebook page, Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show and Magazine, our Facebook page, which was my personal page, Burgundy Mallory, our Twitter page, Crown Talk with BY, YouTube, Crown Talk with BYRGUNDY, Instagram, Crown Talk with Burgundy, Snapchat, Crown Talk with BY, and now and new is Periscope, Crown Talk with Burgundy, which we will be having lots of pageants this summer going on. So if you want to see them live in the behind the scenes of what really happens before you see the girls on stage, you can go visit our Periscope and see what's happening live. Thank you, listeners, readers, viewers, fans, and sponsors for always supporting the brand of Crown Talk with Burgundy. Signing off tonight with our favorite quote, "You're never too young to be a role model."